Three guys still work in a coat and tie. Bankers, lawyers, and college basketball coaches. One reason neckties are disappearing is that most of them are too long for guys under 6 feet tall. You'd think there'd be at least two sizes of neckties, and each tie would be marked for size. It's why so many short guys wear bow ties. Even worse, a lot of ties actually are different lengths, but they aren't identified by length. But ties are the least of clothing size problems. Newsweek magazine reported that 40% of apparel bought online is returned, and 60% of returns are size problems, because all size 6 dresses aren't the same size, and all men's 42 regular suits aren't the same. Size has become part of branding, and many brands make their sizes proprietary rather than standardizing. Even the U.S. government tried twice to institute standard sizes, and when it comes to passing new regulations, it ain't easy to get the feds to say uncle. But they gave up both times. Tried to buy a pair of shoes last week. 9.5B, I said. He said they don't use those sizes anymore. No other industry works so hard to make it so hard to buy their stuff.
John Malmo is a Memphis marketing consultant who advises companies on their advertising and marketing. To subscribe to the podcast of his weekly commentaries, visit the iTunes store and search for John Malmo. To ask Mr. Malmo your own question, visit askmalmo.com.